A win's a win.
A win is a win, but good Lord.
All right. We've made our picks. We've talked baseball, more specifically postseason baseball, and, of course, the Mike Schilt firing. What else you got?
Headlines.
Oh, baby. It is Friday.
It is.
And it's time for funky, funny, I can't think of another F adjective.
Flamboyant.
Flamboyant headlines here on this Friday here on the Rookie Sports Report Podcast. Of course, spearheaded by Logan Weber. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, I got to reiterate, I have zero clue. Clue status zero on what Logan Weber is about to say into my eardrums for my brain to process. And some of it I might not even process. But we're about to find out here on this edition of Funky Headline Friday. What do you got, Mr. Weber?
All right, first headline I've got for you, just very quickly. The lowest point total the Chiefs have allowed in a single game defensively is 29.
Yeah.
Against the Browns. They've allowed 36, 30, 30, and 38.
Sounds like a good defense, yeah.
Not great. All right, first real headline I've got for you. North Carolina sisters find stranger in mother's casket.
Uh-oh. Some morgue screwed up.
Yeah, somebody definitely fumbled the bag.
Well, they fumbled a body.
That's true. Two grieving sisters from North Carolina opened their mother's casket and found someone they didn't recognize dressed in their mother's clothing.
In her clothing too?
Yeah, they put this. Yeah, they. I couldn't tell you.
Reading the headline. Yeah, you weren't there, my guy.
The sisters stumbled upon the morbid mistake on the day of their mother's viewing at Hunter's funeral home. Quote, there's no similarity in the people. Their shoe size was off. When the first person had the clothing on, she was swimming in the clothes because she was so small compared to my mother. When they told workers at the funeral home, they tried to assure them that the person was their mother. It was only once their mother's body was found to still be in the embalming room that they admitted the mess up and made a switch so the showing could go on as planned.
Oh my God.
The showing. Yeah.
Imagine. You're grieving. Like you said, it's a funeral. It's not. You're just grieving. Tears and everything. Go over the casket to make your one last goodbye. Who the you-know-what is this? What the is this?
Yeah.
I've been to a funeral. I hate funerals. I really do. I don't wish that on anybody, but it's just something Agreed. We have to go through in life. But when it's done wrong, it just makes the experience that much worse.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man. That's
next.
That's
headline.
A morbid start to Funky Headline Friday. All right,
hey,
what else do you got?
It was sort of sad. But I found it a
also
little bit
ridiculous.
Amusing.
Yeah,
a little bit amusing, too. Like, how do you screw that up that bad? All right, next headline I've got for you. Texas driver cited for using carpool lanes with skeleton passenger. Quote, authorities in Texas said a driver using a high-occupancy vehicle lane was ticketed when deputies noticed the only passenger in the vehicle was a Halloween skeleton. Which I don't, if you don't know, Texas takes carpool lanes very, very seriously. If you're using a carpool lane and you don't have somebody in the passenger seat, they will pull you over, they will give you a ticket. You have to have a passenger in the vehicle to use the carpool lane. So this person thought it would be funny, I guess. I don't know whether it was funny or they were trying to, you know, cheat the system. They put a literal, like Halloween-themed skeleton in the passenger seat.
You're telling me you couldn't put, like, I don't know, two sandbags and, like, some clothing on it with, a temporary face or something?
Yeah, like 16-year-old kids that are trying to sneak out of their parents' house do a better job.
A skeleton.
Throw the pillows together, right? Put the blanket on top to make it seem like you're still
sleeping?
There sleeping.
Yeah. You're telling me this guy couldn't do that with a person sitting in the passenger seat?
Not saying I ever did anything like that.
Oh, no.
Never.
You were a good A.
Absolutely.
You were a very, very well thought of teenager and you followed all
never,
the rules.
Never. Never me.
Never.
All right. I have a story.
Ever.
So,
oh boy,
I just very quickly, my parents know this story and it cracks everybody up. So my senior year of high school, it was after, I think it was after a basketball game, maybe. I went over to a buddy of mine's house, one of my best friends, snuck out of the house to go over and see one of my buddies, right? And we're sitting there, we're hanging out, we're having a good time. I get a text from my little brother. So, no, I was a freshman in college at that point. I was a freshman in college, and, you know, I didn't really need to sneak out of the house, but I just sort of left and didn't tell my parents, that sort of thing. Yeah, they wouldn't have been upset or anything, but I didn't tell them, and I just left. I get a text from my brother, who at that time was a sophomore in high school. It says, hey, if mom and dad ask, I'm sleeping. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I snuck out. I'm not home. Can you tell mom and dad that I'm asleep if they ask? No, man, I'm not home either. So, I mean, nothing ended up happening, right? Parents went to sleep and nothing really came of it. But it was like, yeah, he was trying to like get me to cover for him for sneaking out. And I was like, dude,
I can't
not
cover for you. I'm also doing the same thing.
He's like, I'm not home either. So like, if we get caught, we're both in the doghouse. You more than me, because like, I'm 19 and a college student and you're not. Yeah. So, but yeah, stuff like that cracks me up. But yeah.
I never snuck out as a kid. I'm dead serious. I never snuck out. Now, my version of sneaking out came at like 5 or 6 years old whenever I would sneak out of my bed and go downstairs and play GTA Vice City at like 2 or 3 in the morning, you know,
fair.
A game that I should not be playing as a young kid, but I just was.
Yeah.
And, sometimes I succeeded and, well, other times I failed.
Yeah, the quote at the end of this article cracks me up. Quote, our deputy saw right through the ruse and issued the driver a bona fide citation. The Post said, quote, after a stern lecture, deputies wished him bon voyage. Bon voyage. I don't know how that
is. Yeah, now that is good journalism right there. That's
good stuff.
That's great stuff from whatever Texas article you have there.
All right. I've got two more headlines for you.
All right, cool.
Next one. Rare Pokemon Oreos are selling for thousands of dollars on eBay.
Ooh. Dude, you cannot say that. I don't care if they look like Pikachu. I am starving right now. I could eat a whole carton of Oreos right now. I'm serious.
Would you spend thousands of dollars?
Oh, hell no, I wouldn't. But I guess they have to be that rare if they're, you know, Pokemon-esque Oreos that are going for...
Yeah.
On what, the black market?
Like no, eBay, like on eBay. Yeah, launched earlier this month, the new Oreo and Pokemon collaboration features the brand's traditional sandwich cookies, this time emblazoned with one of 16 Pokemon or pocket monsters for the uninitiated, which I don't know if a lot of people know that. Pokemon stands for pocket monsters.
I did not know that. I've never gotten into Pokemon in my life.
Yep. Each pack includes a random selection of cookies that feature classic characters like Pikachu and Charmander, but also one extremely rare Pokemon, the Mythic Mew. Mew Pokemon.
So what? These people are like spending thousands upon thousands of dollars trying to find the Poke Mew or whatever?
Apparently. And has long been the case with rare Pokemon cards, the rarest Pokemon cookie of all has become a known commodity. There have been listed prices on eBay for this Mew Oreo cookie for $10,000 to $100,000. Some listings promising a, quote, mint condition cookie. One claims the cookie was only handled with tongs, while others include photos showing the cookie tucked safely in a plastic baggie. There have been sales of this cookie for more than $15,000.
I lose faith in humanity every time I hear something like this.
$15,000.
I want to use language so bad, for a freaking cookie.
People are buying entire packs of these things off of eBay for $1,200. $1,200, and there might not even be this freaking Mew cookie in the box. But they're buying the entire box for $1,200.
They can't find it. They better have like a little extra icing on them, you know, make them like triple stuffed.
You know, if I'd have known this was the case, I'd have gone to, you know, every Walmart in Springfield and bought every single one of these boxes if they even sold them here in Springfield.
I highly, and In Southwest Missouri, I highly doubt. Hell, I doubt half the people in Southwest Missouri know what Pokemon is.
I'd have, you know, and I'd have opened each, you know, I'd have maybe opened like half of the boxes, and I'd have had like the plastic gloves on and the tongs, just like going through, you know.
Like you're conducting a surgery.
You
just
could
like,
make hundreds of thousands of dollars off freaking Oreos. That's ridiculous. I could have paid my college tuition with that stuff. That's insane.
You mean your college debt?
Yeah, my student loan debt, college tuition, whatever. You know?
However way you want to slice it. All right.
There's a lot of money there,
yeah,
either way.
Enough.
However, you want
a lot of money you have to give up. Yeah.
However you want to clarify it, whatever you want to name the stuff, it's a lot of money that I'm having to pay back, which sucks.
All right. All right, one more.
All right. Last one. Earth's quietest place will drive you crazy in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And I had heard of this place before, but I had to look up an article and find it. Now, this article is old. It's from almost 8 years ago.
I'm pretty sure I've seen this one before, yeah.
Yeah, it's a giant room, right? It's an echoic chamber. Yeah, reading this is difficult. It's an echoic chamber, A-N-E-C-H-O-I-C, an echoic chamber at Orfield Laboratories in Minnesota. It's so quiet that the longest anybody has been able to bear it is 45 minutes. The room is silent. Like, so silent, the background noise measured inside this room is negative 9.4 decibels. It is that quiet in this room.
Oh, dude, you're making me tingly about this because I know like what happens to people whenever they're in this room.
Like you can hear your heart beating. You can hear your lungs, hear your stomach gurgling. Like, your body is the only sound in the room.
And that in of itself makes a person go crazy. Yeah, I know. It's like, you're not supposed to hear, like, your heart beating unless, of course, you're, like, in, like, a tense situation when your heart rate goes up.
Yeah.
But in a room where it's, what, you say, -9 decibels or whatever, you're just in there doing nothing. Yeah, it drives me insane. It's making me tingle
like
right
NASA
now.
NASA uses these built like this room to test like how loud things are. Like, it's insane.
Ugh, I'm getting shivers, and it's not because of the fan in here. I'm getting shivers because I could probably make it maybe 5 minutes in there, but I would just lose my mind. Like I said, just hearing myself and nothing else in a silent room. Ugh. Making me shiver on this Friday edition of, I about said sports talk, this Friday edition of the Frizz's Morning, this Friday edition of the Rookie Sports Report Podcast. I keep forgetting what freaking station, what show I'm doing. But, all right. Was that your final one?
That was it.
What we talked about. We talked about the wrong dead body, a skeleton in the carpool lane, Pokemon Oreos, and now a silent room that'll make you go crazy. We're bouncing off the walls here, and I love it.
Gotta love it.
Well, you don't have to love it, but
I mean, I guess that's they're not gonna force you to love it, or
right?
Anything, but.
But I mean, if you put a a dollar sign next to it, then yeah, you can probably love it, especially for a college student. Yeah, I had to throw that at you. All right, I think that'll just about do it for this upcoming week of shows, and by week I mean the two shows we did on Thursday and Friday.
It is what it is,
but
man.
Hey, look, we're back. We're back here. We're better than ever. And hopefully we're here to stay, barring any more health issues that yours truly or Logan will have. And hopefully we'll go over a good weekend of sports. I know you got a game tonight. Where are you at tonight?
I'll be at Kickapoo High School. Bolivar
football.
Taking on Kickapoo. Some Friday night football. I'll be back here in the studio on Saturday, running the board for
MSU football.
The Missouri State Bears, trying to bounce back after a tough loss to Youngstown State, which... Shout out my best friend on the planet, Mr. Tucker Quinn, who is a graduate assistant in the athletics department for Youngstown State, who gave me and my fiance Maggie a lot of flack for that. Because Missouri State, of course, was on the road
right at
Youngstown, so it was their homecoming, and they had been struggling coming into the game, and they got a big win against the top 25 team. But Missouri State, Bobby Petrino and staff looking to bounce back, so. I'll be working the board for that, simultaneously trying to keep track of the Iowa-Purdue score as best I can. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff. You are the number 2 ranked Iowa Hawkeyes in the country. Okay, I know a lot of people don't like it.
You love hearing that.
Get over it. Okay.
Get over it.
Parents, talk to your kids. about the number two ranked Iowa Hawkeyes.
Because it may not happen for a long time.
And who knows?
Long time, yeah.
Georgia's got a matchup against number 11 Kentucky. First time in SEC history two teams 6-0 or better will face off.
Remember, Purdy's been a pain in the backside of Iowa the past 4 or 5 years. So if they lose to Purdy,
That's true. Top five, or even top ten. Purdue has been a thorn in the backside of Iowa fans, to say the least. But, you know, they go out and Iowa goes out and gets a win on Saturday. Georgia loses. Could be standing on the barrel of your number one ranked Iowa Hawkeyes.
Oh, that dream. I'm sure it makes you sleep peacefully at night, the fact that Hawkeyes can be...
It hasn't happened since my dad was 12 years old. My dad was 12 years old in 1985, last time Iowa was ranked number one.
Make it happen.
It's never happened in our lifetime, man.
So you better enjoy
it. Iowa's never been ranked number two in my lifetime. We've been ranked number three, number four, number five. It's happened before. But a number one ranking and a number two ranking has never been seen in my lifetime until this week. And if Georgia, you know, Iowa keeps winning and Georgia falters, Hawks could be the number one team in the country.
Indeed so. I've got a game tonight all the way up in the outstretches of Neosho. The third time I've been there in the last 4 days, mind you, was there Tuesday, Thursday, and now I'm going to be back there on Friday, which is today. And then Saturday, going up to Bolivar, going up to Plaster Stadium, and going to cover some SBU Bearcat football, Division II college football from the GLVC.
The other Plaster Stadium.
Yeah, the other, the miniature version of Plaster Stadium.
The not Missouri State Plaster Stadium, yes. And the not Central High School here in Springfield Plaster Stadium.
Right. Now, this is the Plaster Stadium up in Bolivar, Missouri, and SBU looks to get their first win, their first home win of the regular season against Truman State after coming off a big win against the William Jewell Cardinals in Liberty, Missouri. Logan, always a pleasure, and hopefully we'll do a full week of podcast here coming up on Monday.
Absolutely.
For Logan Weber, I'm Matthew Rizzo. Hey, look, don't let anyone tell you the odds, and we'll talk to you, God willing, on Monday.
The Harry Potter movies are Halloween movies.